had an outhouse and they had what they call a privet. They made it.
They're the same thing, an outhouse and a privet.
Mm-hmm. They made a little old way back out from the house that you on the back out, John. Made a little old, well, they didn't have any lumber back there. The old folks, they had puncheons, split puncheons. They made a place out there where you would go in there, and but it didn't have on a top. They built a top and put some log, what they call it, brush on the top of it, and braid it down and put some dirt up on top of it so when it rained, it wouldn't run in inside down there.
Mm.
And go in there, they fix it some kind of way, but they didn't fix it like, didn't dig a trench down there, but they just built something while you go and sit down on. They're called a privet.
I see. Fine.
Didn't know. No restroom till we got up way up in the late years.
Yeah.
These outhouses.
Right. And we were talking about some expressions that people might use now, or ways they would say things. You'd say, "Did you that noise?"
Did you hear that noise? Or
yes, I
heard all that noise.
And I have it many times.
I've heard all that kind of stuff or something like that. I've heard a noise plenty of times.
Right, and talking about a person, you'd say, "Have you heard of that man?" And you'd say, "Yes, I've
heard of him, but I don't know him, but I've heard of him."
All right, did you ever hear him say, "I've heard tell of him"?
Heard tell of him. And sometime, but I don't know. That's what you want me.
Well, I wonder, did you ever hear that expression?
Oh, yeah.
"I've heard tell of him."
Oh, yeah.
Would you be likely to use that? Yeah, "I've heard tell of him."
No.
Means you just heard about him.
Mm-hmm,
you
just heard about him, but you didn't know him, but you just heard tell of him.
Mm-hmm.
Or tell about him, but you didn't know him. But
would you be likely to say that?
Sometimes.
Sounds familiar to you,
yes,
that you might use it.
Yeah, something. Sound very familiar for me, because sometimes I use it now.
Uh-huh. That's what I meant.
Mm-hmm.
If
sometimes I, yeah, if you know so-and-so, no, I don't know him, but I've heard tell of him. I've heard some folk talk about him, but I don't know him personally myself, like
right.
That.
That's exactly mm-hmm. what I was thinking. Have you seen him? No,
yeah. No, I haven't seen him.
Do you do that very often? Yes, I all the time.
Very often I do thus and so. I do that very often.
All right. Have you ever heard anyone around here saying, "You're going, Andy"? Have you ever heard them say, "Andy"?
Andy.
Andy?
Oh.
It's for, I imagine, for ain't it.
Mm-hmm.
But have you ever heard them around here say, "Andy"?
Oh, yeah, yes. Well, I've well, you stay around here, so that, yes, I have an auntie, and we don't say aunt, but that's what you mean.
No, I'm thinking about, they kind of tack it on the end of the sentence, and it'd be sort of like saying, ain't it?
Oh, yeah.
You'd say,
I've done so-and-so, you do so-and-so, well, ain't so-and-so, such a thing, something like that.
Mm. Okay. Oh, I don't smoke cigarettes, but he.
He does, but he do.
That'd be what people
would
say.
What people say most of the time, that what they. No, I don't smoke them, but he do.
Okay, fine, great. Does he care? No, he.
He doesn't care. He don't care. Don't see them. Don't put it in.